of Zvachim for a second Mishnah. Elo im olu l'yel, these are the cases of psulim that even though it was nifsal, but if the korban came on top of the mizbeach, we will not take it down and we'll let them be makter it or bizarg the dam. Alon, if the blood was left overnight, or the imurim, that the fats were supposed to be burnt, were left till the morning. Vatomei, vayoytzei, if the korban became tomei or went out of the azara, nishkot chus v'zman chus v'mekayim, was shechted with the thought that he will eat it in the wrong time in the wrong place. Shekiblu psulim zok his domim, or apostle of people that were makabel the dam, or they received the blood, or they sprinkled the blood. All these cases, the korban went on the mizbech, we let them be makrifit. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, if the psul was that nishkot ba'layla, shechted at night, or nishkot dama, nishpach dama, or the blood spilled and was never received, sheyosa dama chutz l'kloyim, im also teved, yields in these situations, there's a limitation of the word zeis, hi oila, which is memayit these things, that even though they're really hektish style psulim, still since they're in the very beginning of the process of the hakrova from the shrita, or before the kabbalah sadam, also teired. Shimon Omer, loy teired, he says no. He holds that since the second one shechted it, and he did it inside the base of Mikdash, that's considered psul of HaKodesh, and it has the din of also like David. Like it says, kol shem psul of HaKodesh, kol shem makabel, any psul that was in the base of Mikdash or in the process of the akrov of the base of the korban, then in such a case, if it went down to the mizbeach, we won't take it off. Lo yab psul of HaKodesh, ein kol shem makabel, but have psulim that were prior to the hakrova, those type of psulim, even if they went on the mizbeach, will be taken down. We will see soon some examples of this.